I'm going home at last. Yes, Liverpool gets its own dedicated episode on the podcast. Complete bias, as you'd expect, but well worth doing so. Because this week on the Property Podcast, we're giving you all the best tips, the areas that you absolutely must consider if you want to invest in Liverpool, the areas that you probably want to avoid, and my cheeky wildcard.
Welcome to the Property Podcast, where every Thursday morning, property investors come to be informed and inspired. So many investors have been attracted by the prospect of investing in Liverpool because it's done so well. And if it's somewhere that's on your radar, then you are in for an absolute treat with this episode. Get a map up on your phone, get ready to take some notes, because Rob is going to be taking us on a guided tour of Liverpool. And as if that wasn't enough, stick around to the end because we've got a book recommendation for you in Hub Extra as well.
So it's time for our news story of the week, and there's a lot happening in the news at the moment, like there is most of the time. So property doesn't always get the front and centre attention we like to see it have. And the news out this week should really have the attention of property investors, Rob, because the government has talked for a long time about different measures they want to bring in, but that talk is finally turning to action.
Yes, or at least talk about imminent action. So the new session of Parliament opened last week with the Queen's speech, and it mentioned absolutely tons of legislation to be brought forward across all kinds of areas. Basically, it seems like they're trying to make up for last year when nothing much except COVID got done. So they're doing everything that they were planning to do then, plus everything that they want to do in the coming year anyway. So whether it'll all actually get done or not, we don't know. But in property terms, there are a few big ones. The first one is the plan to end ground rents. So this is something we've talked about on the podcast before. It's been talked about for a couple of years, and they're now planning to bring forward a bill on leasehold reform, which is going to mean an end to ground rents, and for any existing leaseholders, an easier and cheaper way of extending a lease. The other one that will have really caught the attention of property investors is renters reform. Again, this is something that's been talked about for a couple of years. It's the plan to improve security of tenure for renters, including getting rid of Section 21 evictions. And there's also, because there always has to be, something in there about planning reform and some game-changing things that they're going to do to suddenly build all the homes that they're meant to have built with all the game-changing things in the past that have never quite worked. That's a really quick run-through. There's a lot more to say on this topic, but we're going to save that for our market update in a couple of weeks' time. So make sure you listen to that one, because we're going to be going through everything that was talked about in the Queen's speech in more detail and everything else that's been going on in the month of May as well.
This week on the podcast, we're doing something a little bit new. We often talk about cities and hotspots and places to look out for, but we know that some of these areas that we talk about, you just want to know more, get more information, and that's understandable. So over the next few months, we're going to pick some of the key buy-to-let cities and towns that we've recommended and you're interested in and give you more information. If Rob and I know that area well, we'll cover it. And if we don't know it well, we'll bring someone in to help us out. But luckily, this week, we should be okay, Rob.
We should be. We are lucky enough to have a true expert on this podcast on the city of Liverpool, which makes it a perfect place.
Wow,
to
who is it?
I thought it was you. Oh my God. We're in trouble if it's not. But it's a perfect place to start, not just because we've got the knowledge in-house, but also because Liverpool has consistently come up over the last few years in our hotspots list. Annually, when we're talking about the best places to invest, Liverpool is always at the top or near the top. And it's also, for the last few years, been at the top or near the top of the Capital Growth League as well. But whenever we talk about hotspots on this podcast, we always say, as a caveat, you can take a city and that's fine, but in any city, you could make really good investments and you can make really bad investments. The specific investment you make matters, and the areas of cities really matters as well. You can pick one of the very best locations over the last few years, like Liverpool or Manchester, and made horrific investments there and have done really badly, even though the average investment there has done well. That's why developing your local knowledge and knowing where you should and shouldn't be looking is so important, and why we're starting to put these episodes together. So Rob, as Liverpool is a city you know well, I'm probably going to do more of the asking in this episode and you're going to be doing more of the talking. So let's start off with a real softball for you. If you can keep this to less than an hour, that would be good. But why Liverpool? Why is Liverpool a great place and a great place to invest?
Well, besides the wonderful people, well, you've hit one of the key points already, Rob, which is that it's a world-famous city. And Should that matter? Well, maybe, maybe not, but it does. It actually does matter that people recognise Liverpool. People know the city. The football clubs also help with that, obviously, particularly the red one. The city is known across the world, and the Beatles too. So for those reasons, Liverpool always gets attention. But then it's got the fundamentals. It's got all the key things you'd expect, but so have other cities. But Liverpool's been a city of real ups and downs over the years. It once was one of the most important cities in the world. Then when the dock trade went away, it was one of the poorest cities in the country. And it's really revived itself through the 90s, the noughties and beyond, through major, major regeneration. And Liverpool is on the up and up at the moment. And what's great is there's lots more planned as well. So you've got all the typical fundamentals you'd expect to see, but there's so much optimism for the future and what may happen as well. So it's a combination of its past, its present and its future that make Liverpool so compelling as an investment case.
Okay, so Liverpool in general is on the up. Definitely agree with that. But as I said earlier, every city is made up of different areas which can have totally different characteristics. We'll get into talking about which areas are best for different types of investment. But first, are you able to give an overview of how Liverpool breaks down? So in some cities you can say, oh, well, west of the river it's like this, and on the east it's like that. Can you give us a high level overview of Liverpool? And people might want to have their maps at the ready for this as well. I'm going to get one up now.
Liverpool's a bit interesting as a city because a lot of people look at, you know, the east side of the city or the west side of the city, and sometimes north and south as well. But Liverpool very much is dominated by its north and its south because you've got the river, which kind of stops you spiralling out one way. And going out to the east, the city quickly ends. So Liverpool is really the centre, the north and the south. Of course, you have other areas to look at as well. But that really makes it then simple to assess. So the centre, as you would expect, is very popular. It never used to be a city people used to live in. It used to be just the city that people went into and then came straight back out of. But Liverpool City has been absolutely transformed over the last 20 years. And it's a thriving city now with people living there. All the facilities are there for people to live and exist in the city centre. I remember when there just wasn't any supermarkets in the city centre growing up. I know that sounds crazy to think about, but there wasn't. So if you wanted to live in a city and you wanted a food shop, you had to leave the city. So, but the city now is absolutely thriving. And the city itself isn't that big. You can walk across it quite easily. You don't need to take transport. You can do, but you don't need to. Then you've got the north and the south.
Can you put some boundaries on the city centre? So if someone's looking at a map, they can sort of see where you consider the city centre as ending.
I'm sure there's an official answer to this, but if you're looking at the south and you're looking at a map, you've got kind of Upper Parliament Street to the south of the city. And then to the north of the city, once you reach Vauxhall, in my mind, you're out of the city centre. And actually on a map, that's not too big of an area. So to the north, as soon as you reach Vauxhall, which is quite clearly marked out, you'll know you're outside the city. And to the south, Upper Parliament Street marks it the other way. So if you open a map up, it's quite easy to see.
Yeah, got that. I can see that. And so in the city centre, you've got the Albert Dock, you've got the waterfront in general, you've got Liverpool One, which I'm sure you'll talk about at some point. That's a major development. If you go out east of the city centre, you get to the University of Liverpool. I'm sure we'll talk about universities when we talk about HMOs, but do you consider that part of the city centre? Is there an easterly boundary to it?
So once you reach Kensington to the east, which is right by the university, then for me, you're outside the city centre. So again, this is not official. This is the Rob Pence version of Liverpool. So there may be a clear boundary, but for a local, you would consider, once you get to the university, any further beyond that, you're outside the city centre. And obviously to the west, you've got the River Mersey. So if you start to get wet, you know you've reached the boundary.
Okay, perfect. So we know what we're talking about now. That's the city centre. What's going on to the north of that?
So to the north of that, you've got property prices at probably its cheapest in Liverpool. So North Liverpool is home to Liverpool Football Club, Anfield, and Goodison Park, which is home to Everton. Both of those very, very close to each other, walking distance, separated by Stanley Park. And then eventually you get to sort of north-north Liverpool, where the property prices start to increase again. It's quite a funny city, Liverpool, the way it changes. And you reach Waterloo and Crosby and Blundell Sands, and you've got some of the most expensive properties in the city in those areas, right by Crosby Beach. A lot of footballers live up that way. A real mix, but that's what makes the city so interesting.
Okay, perfect. And what about south of the city centre?
So south, you immediately come to Toxteth, which in the 80s was probably the area you would avoid. It was known for, you know, not being the greatest part of the city. Completely transformed. It's incredible. And it's probably its close proximity to the city that that has happened. And then you go on to Sefton Park, which is, in my mind, one of the nicest parts of the city. Beautiful, beautiful park. The areas all around them, very, very nice, very trendy. Continues into Allerton, which is lots of wine bars and Egbert, that type of vibe and situation. And then it goes the other way. So whereas you go to north, it goes cheaper and then more expensive. To the south, you've got those nice areas, which your prices are a little bit more. And then you start to move towards the airport. And the fundamentals are excellent there, but property prices are, again, a bit cheaper.
Okay, excellent. So I could see all that on the map. That all makes sense. We're going to get into where to look at for different types of investment. Before we do that, are there any other regions or designations we need to be aware of?
If people are looking at Liverpool for the first time, they may wonder what's on the other side of the River Mersey. That's the Wirral. I lived there for a long part of my life as well. It's very different, very different setup. Doesn't mean you shouldn't invest in there. Like Liverpool, it's a very mixed area with some super affluent areas and some areas that are a little bit more challenged. But just because it's close to Liverpool doesn't make it the same as Liverpool. So while we're giving lots of people loads more information today on Liverpool itself, if you're interested in the Wirral, please don't do your research. And what we're talking about today is very separate.
Okay, so let's talk about where to buy in Liverpool. And again, this is all heavily caveated with a point that even though we're going to give you pointers about where to look at and where to avoid for certain types of investment, it's still very subtle. When you're making a property investment, you need to develop your local knowledge. It can be that one end of a street is great or one side of a street is great and the other isn't. You definitely shouldn't just lock onto an area and assume that anything in that area is going to be a good investment, because that's not the case. But let's give some guidance. So first category then, capital growth potential. I'm investing in Liverpool. I believe in the future of the city. I think it's going to do great in the long term. Where should I be investing to get the best chance of capital growth?
So if we focus in the city centre to begin with, I could be lazy and just say the city centre, but there's two areas that stand out for me in the city centre for more solid potential around capital growth. I'm sure we'll come to more speculative bets, if you like, on areas that might become good and then benefit from growth. But kind of your steady eddies, your places that you should do quite well. For me in the city, there's two. You've got the Baltic Triangle, an area that really didn't exist 10 years ago. And it's super trendy, beautiful buildings, really on the up and up. Word of caution, there's a lot of new builds in Baltic Triangle now, and there's been a lot of bad press about some of the developers who are developing in Liverpool. So if you are going to go for a new build, do loads and loads of research, but you may want to check out the secondhand market, but be very careful. Like with any investment, you should do loads of research, but just particularly in this area. But it's worth spending that time because it is a beautiful part of the city and is going to benefit from a new train station shortly as well, which should help it no end. And then the other area of the city, which is just absolutely stunning, is the Georgian Quarter. Probably gives it away in the name, but it's where it's full of Georgian buildings. Again, walking distance into the shops, the bars, everything you'd want. Beautiful, beautiful squares, really quiet. Feels like you're actually miles away from a city at times, but you're not. And buildings of that quality, for me, will always do well. It's a beautiful area now. It'll continue to be a beautiful area. And good areas stay good. So there, for me, in the city centre, the two safer bets.
Okay, and what about if you go a bit further out, outside the city centre?
So to the north, the very, very safe bet, I don't think your yields would be very good, but your very safe bet is around Formby, where the footballers live, maybe Crosby, Waterloo, that type of area. As I say, I don't think the yields would be anything to write home about, but safe, solid bet. To the south, around Sefton Park, going out to Allerton or Egbert, two areas I've mentioned already. Sefton Park, you've got Lark Lane, which is the sort of the main high street, which has got very nice sort of wine bars, delicatessens, that type of setup. Very, very nice. But close proximity to Sefton Park, I think, again, will always do well. Lots of parks in Liverpool, lots of green space. Sefton Park, for me, is the best park in the city. And anything close to that, you should do quite well.
Okay, so those are your capital growth locations. What if I'm more interested in yield? I'm looking for high yielding locations. Now, this is an important one to talk about, because in every city, there are areas that you can get high yields in, But the reason that you get high yields is because prices are cheap. And the reason that prices are cheap is it's not an area that anyone really wants to live in. And it might not be a straightforward investment. Now, I'm not going to ask you to name the places you wouldn't want to invest in because you want to still be able to go home for Christmas, not get in trouble with the locals.
Some of my family live in those areas as well, so I have to be extra careful.
Yeah. So rather than talking about the places that you shouldn't invest, let's talk about places where you can potentially get high yields without running those risks.
Oof, now that's a question. It's really difficult because Liverpool has areas that for many years have been underserved, deprived, underinvested in, and have really struggled. And for that reason, property prices are cheaper and the yields are very attractive. So for me, this area might not have the highest yields, but it has high yields compared to some of the other areas I've mentioned. And I'm not saying every part of these areas are great and therefore you should just pile in and invest. I'm not saying that with any area. So I think when I mention these areas now, I'm just laying on extra caution and say, please, please, please do your research, because there are some, you know, areas that you probably will never want to invest in. And that goes for any city. But in and around the airport, for me, has a lot of potential because the yields are strong. Property prices are lowish compared to many other areas of the city. You've got one of the best train stations for transport links, which is Liverpool Parkway. You've got a huge retail park. You've got huge employment. You've got the airport itself. You're right by the river. So there's loads and loads and loads to get excited by for that area. Loads of potential for the future. But because prices are still low, good yields as well.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense. And I know that you're not mentioning it for safety reasons and out of politeness, but if you go and look and you do a Rightmove search and you like sort by cheapest, there are areas much closer to the city centre that appear to have cheap prices and high yields. And there's a reason why they haven't appeared in the list that Rob just read out. Let's just say that. Now let's move on to talking about HMOs. I suppose if you're talking about HMOs in Liverpool, you've got to talk about the university. So clearly in Liverpool, there's loads and loads of students. It's a great student city. That means there's loads of need for a student accommodation. Is there an opportunity there?
Yeah, because it's not the university, it's the universities. You've got Liverpool, John Moores and Liverpool Hope. So you've got loads and loads of students who really do change the feel of the city when they're there and they're present because there's so many of them. So where do they live? Well, of course, a lot of them now live in the city centre, but they live outside the city centre as well. You have to be very, very careful again with all the areas I'm going to mention. But the area that you'll probably look on a map and see, okay, well, there's Liverpool University and right next to it is Kensington. Kensington, London is really nice. So let's do Kensington, Liverpool. It's a bit different. So it's not quite the same as Kensington, London. So you need to do a lot of research. But I'd want to be right on the edge of the city centre, so therefore right on the edge of Kensington, if I was going to do university sort of HMOs there. You've also got the most famous road for students, which is Smithdown Road. It's used to be the epicentre for students in Liverpool. It still is important, but a lot of students have moved closer to the city centre now. It is a little bit further out. All the areas around there still have a lot of HMOs for students, and I completely understand why, but Kensington, like I've just mentioned, the city centre, obviously, they're a lot more central. So it's one to look at. I'm not saying pile in. And then the other place, which is kind of in between the two places I've already mentioned, is sort of Wavertree area, Edge Hill. Again, depends on which end of Edge Hill or Wavertree you're at, because they start to go a bit further out there. But there will be students and HMO opportunities there as well. But the first ones I mentioned, the city centre, Kensington, Smithdown Road, they're the areas where you'll find most of the students.
Yeah, it's interesting what you said about students moving more to the city centre, because this is happening everywhere. Like, there's a real trend to students who previously lived in your sort of your standard kind of six-bed student house or whatever, now moving to really nice city centre flats. We've seen that happen everywhere. Liverpool's where I saw it first. I don't know if Liverpool was particularly early on the trend or if that's just because it's where I knew people who were doing student accommodation. But a few years back, some student landlords in Liverpool started to really struggle. People who were in those areas like Smithdown Road, they're finally having to reduce their rent, or they just weren't renting as quickly as they used to, because their centre of gravity was kind of shifting and students wanted better and they wanted to be more central. So I think it's the same in Liverpool as if you're looking at student lets anywhere. It's like you can't just go and get something in a marginal location and do the bare minimum with it. If you're going to make it work, you have to get the location absolutely right. And you have to go for a really high standard because, of course, it's the worst houses that are going to be find themselves empty first if there's a shortage. So if you are the best, then you're always going to be okay. Let's talk about flips a little bit. If you're looking at flipping a property, so buying it, doing it up, selling it on, you're obviously looking for areas that are popular with first and second time buyers. You're looking for residential areas. You're looking for places where the market's moving quickly. Anywhere you can think of in Liverpool that fits the bill for a flip?
There's a few places I've mentioned already, and there's a few more I'll add to that you should look at and start to consider. Again, do your research. But we've talked about the Sefton Park area. We talked about Allerton. We talked about Egbert, Calderstones as well. Really nice. Another lovely park there. Areas to look at. You've got Old Swan. Lived there for quite a bit of my life, but it's not biased. It's an area being very popular with families. Childwall's another one. All of these areas close proximity to the city centre, but lots of people living in these areas. Woolton to the north, I've mentioned Crosby. So there's loads of areas. All these areas I'm mentioning are just outside the city, but a very short drive into the city or very quick train ride. So great fundamentals still, but lots of normal family residential life going on there and markets that, you know, people are active in and want to live in and want to buy in. There's loads of areas I've not mentioned as well. So if anyone's from Liverpool and I've not mentioned your area, it's not because I don't think it's good. It's just because, as you'll know, there's lots of areas that you can invest in. But there's a few to get you started.
So I'm just going to ask about one more type of investment specifically, then we'll get into the lightning round. You said right back at the start that Liverpool is an internationally famous city. There's loads going on in terms of music and sport and everything else. That means there's loads of tourism in Liverpool. Does that mean there's an opportunity for holiday lets?
Absolutely, without question there is. So obviously not going into all the regulation and everything else, but and the mortgage situation around holiday lets, we've covered holiday lets a lot on the podcast. Just search on our podcast page on the Property Hub website. But once you've done all that, the waterfront, it's where it is, it's where people want to be. It's the city centre, it's the waterfront. So Rob, you mentioned the Albert Dock before. In and around that area, you'll do very well. I mentioned the Georgian Quarter as well, so you may want to consider there. But really, because the city centre's small, as long as you are, you know, in the city centre itself and you can walk to everything you'd want to be able to walk to, the holiday lets will do quite well. I know some people operate near the football grounds. You're probably not going to get much in the way of holiday lets when the teams aren't playing, but because property prices are cheaper, it might be an interesting strategy to investigate. But it's in the city centre. The waterfront, obviously, is the plum stuff. You know, if you can get something there for reasonable money that's walking distance to everything, then, you know, that's always going to get the eyeballs on Airbnb or wherever you advertise. But really, anywhere in the city centre. And yes, the market is thriving for that. The hotels are often booked up fully when the football teams are playing at home, particularly Liverpool. But then you've got so many festivals when they're allowed to happen that happen in the city as well. It's a city that people want to visit. It's absolutely brilliant. And if you've not had a weekend away in Liverpool and with travel being so difficult these days, I'd highly, highly recommend it.
This episode is brought to you in association with Liverpool Tourist Board. Now, well, let's get on to our rapid fire round now and pick out some highlights. So have you got one to watch for the future, an up and coming area?
Okay, Vauxhall. If you look on a map, it's north of Liverpool. For me, the boundary is the A59. So if you're looking at a map, it's the west of the A59 all the way to the waterfront. It's an area that has some nice properties at the moment, some properties that are a little bit more challenged. The Bramley Docks area is earmarked for a lot of regeneration. That's where a lot of the Liverpool Waters project is based as well. Most of it hasn't happened yet. Some of it has started. So it very much, for me, is a one to watch. Some people may be braver and want to go in now. And if it all comes off, I'm sure you'll be well rewarded. But for me, it's a one to watch, not one yet.
Okay, that's one for the future. What's your safety buy right now? I'm big on Liverpool, but I want to have a good first experience. I don't want to take any risks. Where's a safe place to go for?
Well, the risk of repeating myself a little bit. If I was going to pick one, and I am a bit of a lover for beautiful buildings, I'm going Georgian Quarter. I'm going there. They're just stunning, stunning buildings. And you'd be surprised. Although property prices aren't cheap, you wouldn't expect them to be with buildings of that beauty. But if your normal experience is London property prices, you're going to be astonished at the stunning properties that you can get there compared to sort of prices in the southeast. But for me, it's an area that is well located and is beautiful, and you can't take that beauty away.
And what's your wild card?
You know, Rob, I'm going back to speak, not because I'm ready to get on a plane and leave, but just because I think there's a lot of opportunity for prices to take off there. Hey. As I've mentioned, it's got loads of fundamentals. Property prices are a lot cheaper there. Yes, there are other places in the city that could be deemed as safer bets for investment, but I love the opportunity there. I love the amount of fundamentals. I think it's a part of the city that's been ignored for a while and shouldn't be. So for some people, it might be a little bit too risky, but that's my wildcard bet.
Yeah, it's a good one because it's not somewhere that you'd probably normally consider if you were just looking at a map, but you make a compelling case for it. Okay, and finally, you may not want to answer this one, but I'll have an ask just in case. Where should you be wary of?
I'm going to give a diplomatic answer. You can make a great investment in any part of the city, any part. Now, when you invest in any part of the city, you make compromises. Sometimes it's the capital growth potential, sometimes it's the yield, and sometimes, you know, it's something else. So there are always compromises wherever you invest. There is no perfect part of any city, and Liverpool's included, although Liverpool is a wonderful, wonderful city. So there are no areas to avoid. What you should avoid is listening to this podcast thinking, oh, I've taken an extra 20 minutes of time to understand the city, let's pile in. You should avoid investing anywhere without doing proper research. Just because I've mentioned a few hotspots and just because I'm from Liverpool and on the property podcast doesn't mean because I've mentioned a said area that you're going to do really, really well. You can go into one of those areas and have a disaster because you've not done your research. So it sounds very safe because it is, but it's true. Do not go and invest lightly. If you're not from the city, then do your research. It's an incredible city with great potential, and I'm sure most of it at some point will benefit from capital growth, but you must do your research.
Well, that's exactly the right note to end on, because it is so important to go and do that detailed research. We've been really hammering that message on this episode, but that's for a reason. It's because we've seen people get it wrong so many times. So this is just the beginning of your research, but what a great beginning it is. Thank you, Rob, for sharing all that knowledge. And if you haven't already and you're interested in investing in Liverpool, then go listen to this episode again, get a map up, have a scroll around, pause and go and have a look on Rightmove, familiarise yourself with some of the areas that have been mentioned. There is a lot more research to be done between here and making an investment, but Rob's just given you a fantastic starting point. And we're going to be doing more of these episodes in the future. I won't be reciprocating and doing one on Watford, but if there is anywhere that you want to particularly hear about, let us know. We'd love to hear what cities you'd like us to feature in future.
So we've given you loads of information to hopefully set you up for success. But as you'd expect, many of you have been busy being successful already. And another week goes by, but yet another success story. You're a talented bunch.
Yes, we've got a success story in the form of a lovely podcast review this week from Javanji87. He says, I listen to every single podcast in lockdown. Yes, every single one. My obsession with property started when I was 11 years old, when my family home got repossessed, and it was always a burning ambition of mine to get back into property. The first house I bought was for my parents in 2009. My wife and I bought our first home in 2018, and we are now buying our first buy-to-let to be completed very soon. You both reignited my hunger to build generational wealth, and your podcast has been a massive motivation and much-needed direction to get us to where we wanted to be. Well, well done to you. Really glad to hear that you're finally realising a very long-held ambition, and I'm sure that first buy-to-let is just going to be the first of many.
So now it's time for Hub Extra, the bit of the show where we just want to bang in a bit more value, a bit more extra, you could say. And that is backed up with our email that goes out to every single Hubber on a Friday. And we aim to make that the most valuable email you receive each and every week. If you'd like that email, make sure you sign up to the Property Hub website. It's absolutely free to do. And it means you can access all our other courses as well, again, for free. And this week on the podcast version of Hub Extra, Rob, you've got a book. It's a fiction book? What's a fiction book? I don't think we've recommended a fiction book before.
No, it's kind of like one of the books we normally read, but it's about things that aren't true. It's a weird concept.
What?
It's like someone's just made up this story. I don't know if it's going to catch on. It's kind of a weird genre. I don't really read a lot of fiction, and I got a recommendation for this book from my wife, who also doesn't read a lot of fiction, but she read it and absolutely loved it. And she got the recommendation from Bill Gates, not personally, but apparently it's on one of his lists of books that he's really enjoyed. It's called The Rosie Project. It's by Graham Simsion. And it's a story about someone who's got Asperger's syndrome. syndrome and a questionnaire that he puts together to try to find the perfect wife. And it's just a really lovely, easy read. It's a bit silly. It's quite funny. It's not high literature or anything like that, but it's just a really good, easy read. I got through it in a couple of weeks, just reading a few pages before bed each night. It's perfect for that kind of thing. So if you do want to have a break from the real world and just have a really nice, easy, enjoyable read, thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it.
Rob, we're going to have to mix up the blogs that we read because I did not know what you were going to recommend. I found out just then as you recorded it. And I've actually read that recommendation by Bill Gates as well and gifted it to my wife a while back. And she very much enjoyed the books as well. So I've got a copy in the house somewhere. So I'll have to go and pick that up and give it a go.
All right, that's us done for this episode of the Property Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for joining us. We are going to be back to do it again, of course, next Thursday, like we are every single Thursday without fail. But before then, we're going to see you on Tuesday for another two listener questions on Ask Rob and Rob. But until then, have a great week and enjoy doing your research into Liverpool. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.